Rewind and review with Wines Direct. Breaking the mold of traditional wine retailers with their own unique flair, genuine passion and enthusiasm. WinesDirect.ie. Enjoy alcohol responsibly.
And the weather is just perfect. Perfect for some white wine. And if you want to get some original ideas, that's what we're all about here on Rewind and Review with WinesDirect.ie. So it's a pleasure to say hello to Gavin and Gareth Keogh.
Hello.
How are we doing?
We're great. How are you?
Good. And you've already met Lynn Berry.
We did indeed.
And we've become fond friends in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Who is a teetotaler.
I am. Yes, and I apparently appear badass, so nobody believes like heavily tattooed alternative goth girl is doesn't drink, but I don't.
I kind of do feel like I've met you in Eamon Doran's Skull and Pints.
Fado.
So no guesses who's talking about the wine and who's talking about the movies then today. So, gentlemen, white is definitely in for the weather. Have you got?
It's almost still summer, so we're going with our first white, and which is going to be Di Filippo. Comes from Italy. It's available. All these wines are available at the moment on special in Wines Direct, both Mullingar and Athlone. If you haven't been in Athlone, it's down in Magazine Road. Say hello to Ian down there. The first one is...
Were you not going to pick out poor Ian?
We'll get to that later. Ian, if you're listening, I love you.
Di Filippo, and it's called Grichetto is the name of the grape. Di Filippo is the name of the winemakers, made by a guy called Roberto Di Filippo. And Grichetto is very much like, everyone knows, this is Italian wine, everyone knows Pinot Grigio. So this is the next step. If you're looking for something a little bit different but not 100 miles away, this is really it, because Pinot Grigio can be, there's so much of it out there that it can seem a little bit watery sometimes, a little bit lighter, and people probably see there's, if they taste a few bottles of it, there's an accident difference. But really what people are looking for is the acidity, the crispness and everything else. And this is perfect for summer's day, because like really like summer in the glass.
Yeah, but there is a fragrance straight away, even before I brought it anywhere near my nose. It's quite
aromatic, yeah, and like loads of aromas in there, like, and like pears, peaches, stone fruit, all that sort of thing. And just on the palate, what I really like is that you get all that, but it's light bodied. And what I'm talking about when it's light bodied and full bodied, it's basically the difference. That's the weight of the wine, with basically diet milk versus full fat milk. Is the weight. So light bodied is basically like diet milk, and as a result, but that you get lovely, crisp, and refreshing wine.
Can I ask about the glass? So
yes.
We've seen over the decades the size of wine glasses becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. Now this one is smaller but tall. Is this meant to direct the aromas?
They're tasting glasses, basically. So these are the technical tasting glasses. We sell some great glassware in our store in Athlone and in Mullingar, but for transporting reasons, as in me driving quickly over here, we got the ISO glasses that I managed to grab from the back of the warehouse. But no, they're the technical tasting glasses that you should use to be able to isolate what something tastes like.
Yeah, these are what you use in exams. These are ISO, International Standard Organization. Yeah,
excellent. You learn something new every day.
So this is available for in our both of our stores for $15.25, and it's on tasting as well in Athlone and in Mullingar. So go into the guys and have a little bit of a look.
I like that. Would you notice on a sunny day the sales of white wine in particular?
White wine
go
and rosé. Yeah, 100%. And actually this year rosé has increased so much. So people have kind of started drinking rosé where it used to be kind of, to quote Taylor Swift, you know, my roommate's cheap rosé. That's what everybody thought of rosé. Now it's gotten so much better. You know, brands like Whispering Angel brought people to spend money on rosé, and then people went looking for better rosé than what Whispering Angel is, which we do have in stock as well. So people are drinking more rosé, more white wine. Even with the summer that we had this year, the amount of rosé that we've sold has been humongous. It's great.
And I'm not tasting it, but I mean, it's appealing to my nose. Like, genuinely.
Why I was curious about the glass, because it was striking straight away, even before... Yeah. And I was wondering, was that more because of the glass or more because of the wine? It is a fragrant wine.
I know, it's a fragrant wine. You're dead right. I suppose with all the wine, all the wines we get, we actually buy them in directly. So we actually go looking for the good winemaker, and trying to bring them in directly also gives the best value to everyone. But like, essentially, we're trying to find something that, just like that, as you said, Will, just go, wow, I get it. You know, you just get it straight on the nose.
How do you track him down? Italy's a big place.
This is Garrett's job. So within the breakdown of how Wines Direct works, so we buy from small independent family-owned producers, and somebody has to painstakingly go to every single corner of the world and search for winemakers. And somebody has to sit in an office in Mullingar. I'm the one at the office in Mullingar.
I get to travel. It's a hard knock life.
Says without even a hint of resentment.
Sorry, so just to ask the question, where are you going tomorrow, Garth?
I'm going to Bordeaux.
Yeah, so where am I going tomorrow?
I have no idea.
To my desk. That's good to know. So this is kind of what happens.
Keep the wheels running.
Exactly.
I'm glad it's an equal family partnership.
No, look, it is. It's amazing though, because this guy has, I think, the best palate in Ireland for tasting wine. And when you're dealing directly with small independent farmers, when you're dealing with guys who and women who make wine with passion, it really, really comes out, as you got in the glass there. I would challenge you to kind of go to a supermarket and pick up something for €15 and pick up that and taste them side by side and go, hey, what's the difference? Now, a lot of people as well would say to us, oh God, I really like wine, but I don't really know anything about wine. For us within our retail units and for calling us over the phone, we really like that you just like wine. Come into us, taste. You don't have to know things about wine. Yeah, we know things about that.
Actually,
that's
something coming in. I like red, I like fruity.
Perfect.
This is my budget.
Or I've been drinking Ernst & Julio Gallo for years. I've been drinking whatever. And, you know, people kind of get a little bit bored. You know, you're going to have to try something new, but that's what it's about.
Well, Pinot Grigio would be my choice, typically. Yeah. This is reminiscent of Pinot Grigio.
But maybe a bit richer.
Different.
Yeah.
And price point isn't terribly out of line with, as you've said, what you would get in the supermarket.
Exactly.
Is it open for tasting at Mullingar?
Yeah, it's open up for tasting in both stores, in Athlone and in Mullingar.
So, remind us the name.
So,
Di Filippo Grichetto. Grichetto is the name of the grape. Di Filippo is the name of the wine, and it's from Umbria in Italy.
And if anybody forgets what the names of the wines are, you can DM us on Wines Direct IRL on Instagram or myself on Gavin_Kyo, and we'll come back to you.
Shall we try one more white before we turn on the telly?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. Okay, that's great. So now we're going from Italy, we're going to Greece. We're going to Certico. Certico is an up-and-coming grape, if you want to say, for want of a better word. It is... a lot of people have heard about it. A lot of the wine nerds have heard about it from Santorini, for example. And Greece is not a new place for making wine. They literally were making this wine when Jesus was in sandals. This is how far ago that they're actually making wine. Certico is a white grape. It's very common. I poured you.
Oh, sorry. Just poured Garrett's wine.
It is a white grape. It has been there for generations, thousands of years. But really, with modern technology and sort of modern knowledge, they've started to actually really make some great Certico. Now, this is absolutely fantastic because this is actually made by a man called Demetrius. He's a fully organic and biodynamic winemaker.
Let's come back to that.
Okay, I shouldn't have said that word. Yeah. Okay, so you get two things. We get organics you see the little green label at the back. That means that the fruit is organic. You then can have biodynamic wine as well. There's this guy, philosopher called Steiner, and his way of doing farming, for example, which basically means that the whole farm has to be biodiverse. They do go by cycles of the moon. For example, they got root days, they got flower days, and leaf days. Yep. I had a mantle block there, thank you. And you don't touch just the vines during root days and leaf days. As a result, the question is, does it really work? Really, what it comes down to is what's in the soil and making the soil really alive and living. And because they don't use any pesticides or any herbicides, actually, or any fertilizers, it means that these guys have to know every square centimeter of the soil. This guy, he farms with just 10 hectares. That's just above 20 acres in Old Money. And he did a degree in chemical engineering. And why is that good? Because he knows it's not just philosophy. You get some winemakers who are just trying to make wine by philosophy. It's very expensive and very bad very quickly because all wine wants to be vinegar. We're trying to stop it getting there. So that's essentially what biodynamics is. The romantic part of it is that it goes by the moon cycle, but really it's about the living soil. And the first 30 centimetres of the soil, I think, is that really what you want it to be. You want it to be alive, and you want all the bugs and everything else. And there is...
Fascinating science to it, isn't there?
Yeah, there's science to it, because if we get like more monoculturalism in the soil, that means you do need more nitrates in the soil. You do need more... You do need to spray more. So
Don't mention nitrates today.
No. Don't mention the N word. Yeah. But you do need to spray more. But like this guy's just 28 hectares. And also he's quite good, because he's actually surrounded by wild land around that as well, so he doesn't have anything from other farms.
What you find though as well is that when you have somebody who's decided that they've gone down the organic, biodynamic, sometimes natural routes, you know, while yes, the farming has to be the way that it has to be, you'll find that if somebody, you know, when somebody kind of says to you, God, you're awful lucky that you have a good business, or you're awful lucky that you're on the radio, the harder you work, the better your business, the harder you work in your job, you know, the luckier you are. So these people, these men and women, are working hard to make their wine better, to make the soil better, and actually making sacrifice by kind of going, this is the cheaper route, I can go and I can spray, or I can actually work the land. It's going to take me three times as long, but I'm going to end up with a better product, better produce for the end user, for the customer, and that's what you're getting. So Shadowplay itself here as well is named after
a Rory Gallagher song.
So this is what we were talking about. Yeah. So the first person to arrive into the lovely Ian in Athlone and say Rory Gallagher gets a bottle of Shadowplay.
Okay, so that's better than what you were originally proposing.
There was something else that would probably be non-HR compliant that we would have said.
If you're in the Athlone area and you're near Wines Direct, just pull in, find Ian.
Yeah, first person to say to him, Rory Gallagher.
And what do you get?
A bottle of the Shadowplay here that we're
because tasting. The actual label itself, it's actually Shadow Puppets on it, which is traditional in Greece, but also he said the reason why he did it because Demetrius, when he was a younger man, he had said long hair, longer beard, and he used to play lead guitar in a band, and Rory Gallagher was one of his heroes, which is amazing because this guy over in Thessaloniki, which is sort of like the northeast of Greece, he's like Rory Gallagher was out there. Rory Gallagher was a massive influence, and they were covering his songs. But anyway, sorry, just going back to the actual wine, we talked all around it. It's said organic and biodynamic, as I said to you before. So
quite fruity initially when in the mouth.
It's very mellow compared to the other, though. It's not as aromatic, definitely.
It's not as aromatic, and there's this one is also 3 months on batonage, and this basically means that when you get dead yeast cells, it looks like talcum powder at the bottom of the barrel. It's 3 months on that. Why do they do that? Because they want it to basically get a little bit more richness to it as well. And that's what's going to be. There's going to be more. Remember saying full body is like body, full bodied. This is more going towards a full bodied white wine.
Wow. And it's probably more of a food wine as well. So, you know, there are kind of wines that you can have, like within our family, it's like, what's the Friday evening wine? What's the wine that you're having at the island? What are you having with your friends? So there are wines for different occasions. And this for me is certainly kind of, it's probably more kind of, you know, it's dinner, it's Sunday, it's something like that, which is great. It's available and it's open for tasting today as well. It's $24.75 a bottle, and it's available in both Athlone and Mullingar.
And it was on
what food would you pair it with?
A lot of fish, something really something with creamy with a bit of fresh. I'm actually trying to remember because it was actually on the tasting menu in Hampshire when it was open.
Oh, yeah.
Which is 2-star Michelin up, and I can't remember unfortunately what it was.
Really, if you have something kind of that has a good bit of richness and cream with it when it comes to fish as well, which I suppose the season we're getting into going into autumn and winter, it's exactly that. So anything that if you have a bit of hake, if you have, you know, cod, absolutely lash a little bit of that in with as well.
It would actually go with a bit of, it would actually handle a bit of spice if you had a bit of curry.
True.
It's got a bit of richness to it as well. It's for me, it's just all terrain. All everything else, and another plus of it is only 12.5% alcohol.
That's the other side, yeah.
Well, it depends on your philosophy if that's a plus or not. But yeah, let's turn
well,
on.
Well, I'm inspired. Like, I am sitting here going, I've never thought in my lifetime I would be so interested in listening to a conversation about wine. So yeah, the wine nerd here is just taking the floor. I love it.
There's a whole vocabulary around it as well.
It's totally fascinating. And then the whole Greek thing, because it's so weird for me. Like, I'm big into astrology, so wine and Greece for me are synonymous because, you know, Aphrodite and Venus and the big jugs of wine.
And you lit up at the mention of the moon as well.
Oh, I did, because parasites and the moon cycles are so tied. So anything that's in the that's alive in the soil would actually be dependent upon the moon cycle. So in a full moon, you'd have a lot of activity anywhere. Like even if you have gut parasites, you'd have the same thing.
But we see it kind of when we go to properties. I know we're going to get onto TV in a moment, but when we go to properties, you know, from years ago, you'd walk around and initially you'd see kind of like in between the vines, mowed grass, and everything would be pristinely clean. And now you go and it's wildflowers. And there's different types of wildflowers in between. They're cut at different stages. And there's a bat house there, and there's beehives, and there's birds, and there's wild hedging around. And it's all about encouraging the biodiversity, which we're seeing around Ireland as well. Like, I've seen more butterflies in the last month than I've seen ever before. I cycled the Greenway with a couple of guys there a few weeks ago from Mullingar to Athlone. Yes, I had to drop that in that I did that.
About your pit stop along the way.
That's totally irrelevant that we went for pints and Egan's on the way. But hasn't forever. But what we're seeing each side was like the biodiversity, seeing the wildflowers, and it's great to see that as well. Now it also means they're getting so many bugs in the face. But anyway.
But it's great because we're going back there. Yeah. Now. I mean, that's a baser thing, is it not? How we're supposed to be.
It's very interesting because the reason why people are actually going back to this now is they're actually getting their hands. This is not because they're all hippies and like their hands are being forced. Global warming is happening, as you know, in Greece you're having massive floods. You had fires earlier, so you're getting on both sides. Everywhere, like we had in Spain, we had record temperatures earlier on in the year, like spring, we're hitting 40 degrees. Winemakers are going to have to change, and they've been forced to change. They're even looking at changing grape varieties. Wow. If you take a look in areas like, for example, Bordeaux, it is hugely historical. Everything is very like a straight ruler, and they're now looking at changing the grape varieties in Bordeaux. Because Merlot would be a grape in Bordeaux, would be the major grape in, for example, places like Saint-Emy and Pomerol, and everything. In most Bordeaux that you'd pick up anywhere, it's mostly Merlot. They're saying 50 years time, there probably won't be Merlot there because it's going to be it's getting too ripe.
Yeah. Will it migrate somewhere else?
North. Yeah. Well, you hear what's happening over in the home counties over in England, that they're starting to make sparkling wine up there. The same terroir as Champagne. It comes from this old Jurassic basin that back to Jurassic times of Jurassic Sea there. So you can say the same terroir, and it's getting warmer as you go north. It's generally speaking, if you can grow good strawberries and you can get consistent ripeness, you can grow good grapes.
Wow. Should they grow wine in Wexford then?
They do. There's one producer in Wexford. There's one producer. Yeah, and there's one producer in Lusk as well, in North Dublin. Gotten to try both before.
He started doing sparkling wine, and sparkling wine is better because they don't get as ripe. The grapes don't get as ripe, there's not as much sugar in them, so there's no fermentation. Is you get a very low alcohol wine with huge acidity and not a lot of fruit. So with sparkling wine, you do second fermentation in the bottle, and that's where champagne comes from and everything else. So, and that's where it's starting to. It's going further north. It's definitely going further north, and they're trying to find different grape varieties to basically take the heat. And strangely enough, they're going back to ancestral varietals that they had almost gotten rid of because they can take frost, they can take extreme heat, they can take. The only thing is that they don't produce as much as Merlot, Cabernet, or anything else. Or
there's a reason why they were planted, really. But no, the fact that you have regions in France, and especially the French system, changing, it's not for changing. The fact that they're kind of going, okay, we're open to considering this, is huge. Mm. But it's absolutely huge.
Bear Grylls, adapt and overcome, isn't it?
No gold star for time management today.
Sorry,
because we three TV series and four wines to discuss. We've only two wines.
And we've all afternoon.
and about 4 minutes left.
Oh my goodness. God.
Bear.
Oh, the bear. Okay, so me and the guys were talking about this straight off the bat when I came in the door because it is phenomenal, is it not? It's seriously amazing. Phenomenal TV.
On Disney?
On Disney Plus. I think it originated on Hulu. I'm open to correction. But it is definitely on Disney Plus. There's two seasons on there. And I promise you, okay, the first episode is panic inducing because it is seriously indicative of what goes on in an actual chefing environment in a kitchen. But I struggled a little, you know, I'm sitting there going, whoa, whoa, whoa. I paused. I'm like, give me a minute here. I need to calm down, because it really is panic inducing. Yeah, you can feel the tension.
What's the premise, Lynn?
So the premise of it is this guy, Carmi, comes back to a diner in Chicago that is family owned because his brother has passed away and he's now taken it over. But he was then trained as kind of like a more Michelin star chef, like more refined and stuff. And it's about him going back to, like, you know, that grassroots, making beef sandwiches in a diner in Chicago. But it is absolutely hands down the best thing I have seen in the last decade.
Why?
Oh, everything. The casting is amazing. The storyline. It actually is, well, what I like about it is there's a few feature length episodes. So some of them are half hour, some are 40 minutes, but some of them are like an hour and a half or an hour long. But it really encompasses his life in the kitchen and then his family life, which is like the dynamic in his family is chaotic as well, but in a more macabre way. So it sets that tone then when you're in the family home and you know, there's lots of conversations, but it's amazing. Well, like, it's a serious 10 out of 10 for me. Watch two series in like less than a week, which is unusual for me, because in our house, like, we have Max, who is profoundly autistic, so we don't get to watch TV. So for
but
me that, to finish
that's
two
a testament
seasons,
of how absorbing it must
oh
be.
Oh my god, it is totally engaging. It's just the cast, it's everything, the cinematography, the soundtrack. The soundtrack is phenomenal. And actually what I liked was they played one song, an REM song, Strange Currencies. They actually played it several times throughout, which gave you this familiar, you know, like, you're part of it now. You're familiar with it. You know these people. You know their vibe. And every time the song played, you just got these goosebumps. And it's just so cleverly done. It's like serious 10 out of 10. And I don't say that lightly, because I'm hard pleased.
Yeah. The guys seem enthusiastic.
No, 100%. Yeah, yeah. Look, for me, kind of when I first looked at my wife kind of said to me, "Oh, what was the thing, the bear? It's about a kitchen." I thought,
oh my god.
Here we go again. It's got your man Lip from Shameless. So I thought, okay. And then you watch it, and as you said, there's this natural tension, but also it does take into account the system that works, the respectful system that works within a kitchen, that everybody respects each other. This whole Gordon Ramsay thing that's thrown out where people shout at each other, that's not acceptable in kitchens, and it hasn't been for a long time. But
not acceptable in any workplace, nor should it.
But it was, you know, that whole kind of thing was thrown out. But even if you see, for example, it's their dessert chef who's trying to make the perfect donut.
Yes.
And his just complete obsession with getting the glaze the way that it is.
Yeah.
Just this complete obsession.
Yeah.
Attention to detail. And when I look at some good friends of mine who are amazing chefs, it's that, that complete. It doesn't matter what's going on. The world can be burning around you.
Yes.
I've gotten the glaze right.
And they really encompass that. And then each of these characters in The Bear have their own unique backstory. And that backstory gets told so well that you actually start to care about these people. You know, and like that, you do see people really engrossed in their method and learning more. And then the people who are maybe resistant to change and resistant to learning things a new way. And it's a whole dynamic of someone else coming in, and you've got all these people who are set in their ways and to change, and some are not. But the characters are the most amazing. Oh, everything about it. Like,
well, there's a relatability to what you've said, even going back to the Greek winemaker and the painstaking effort he makes with the bacteria in the soil and the moon and everything else, parasites, I think. So if you put the effort in, you get the return. You made that point earlier.
But what's interesting about The Bear is you see the opposite dynamic happen as well. You see that chaos sometimes overtakes everything despite your effort. And I think that's relatable, because I know, okay, you work hard, you know, you want to drink water, you haul water, all of that, I'm good with it. But also, no matter how much effort you put in, sometimes chaos will just unfold and there's nothing you can do.
All that's the best laid plans,
life.
Indeed.
Absolutely, and that's real life. And that's the thing about The Bear. It's very, very real, and I love that. We've enough of the curated crap, you know, that's everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, so now the realness, I think people really need that right now.
But also
now,
anyone who ever worked in a kitchen or actually sees a kitchen, they'd actually identify with that. So I'm sure there's people actually worked in the kitchen. I know people work in, I was talking to one person, one of our customers, he said, "Oh, well, they've seen Bear." I said, "No. I got the real thing here. I can't. It's just too much."
Yeah, yeah. It's like going home from work to work to watch that.
It's just too much. But I thought the best episode for me was the one where they went to the 3-star Michelin Elysium. And that was a real turning point for one of the characters' cousin. I thought that was definitely, but also Olivia Colman was in it.
Yes.
So they got a phenomenal amount of.
She was so perfect. Yeah. And Jamie Lee Curtis then as the mother and the role that she played. And Jamie Lee Curtis is probably one of the most amazingly attractive women on the planet. And what I loved about her was this casting, by the way, is not curated. We are not talking about your cookie cutter gorgeous people. We're talking about very realistic looking people. Jamie Lee Curtis had, wait for it, calm down, wrinkles. Yes, and she was still glorious.
How human. Well, some loved. Age like a fine wine, if you'll pardon the pun.
Oh, there you go, Will. I was waiting for it.
Yep. So, we've less than 60 seconds.
Okay.
If you're not a fan of white, if you want a red today.
Okay, well, straight to the top one. This is Northern Rhone, 100% Syrah. Granite soil, very hard to get your hands on. In fact, I had to basically call them up and said, I'll be arriving at your place. I'll be at your door at 10:30 tomorrow. And eventually I got a text back going, okay. It is 100% Syrah. It is mostly not a lot of oak, but you put your nose into it, it is just pure fruit. It is just pure brambles. It is just pure. Like this for me goes summertime. I'd even chill it a little bit. During winter, we're going into autumnal. Put it with steak, put it with beef, put it with lamb. It is just 100%. Sorry, and as Gavin remind me, the name of the wine is La Ferme de Settlun.
Yeah, so this is from the Rhone Valley. It is $38.75. Now, it's more expensive. What I would say to you is if you find yourself out in a restaurant on an evening, what do you spend on a bottle of wine? Sometimes come into us.
Oh, that is lovely.
Yeah, it's liquid gold.
Look at him light up. He's just like, well, let's call it a day and I'll take that wine home.
Well, Faulkner's show is ending slightly early.
Take it home and watch Bear.
There you go. Absolutely. Now, and get a beef sandwich and get all into the whole vibe.
Oh, no, it is. It's like, beautiful.
Yes.
And open for tasting as well in Mullingar and Athlone today. So if you want to try something really special and bring it home for the weekend,
We did something at around €15, but we didn't run out of time.
We ran out of time. We were talking too much.
Yeah. We got the highlights in. We got the really good stuff in.
Well, you can all see it again on the Midlands 103 socials. Indeed, listen again on midlands103.com. Gavin and Gareth Keogh of winesdirect.ie, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having us.
To Lynn Berry, our expert movie and series reviewer.
Expert, I like that.
Yes.
I might show up again sometime, Will, if you ask me nicely enough.
Let's do it all over again very, very soon. Afternoon show on the way with Niall next.
And review with Wines Direct, celebrating the sheer joy that exceptional wine brings and its power to forge connections among people. WinesDirect.ie. Enjoy alcohol responsibly.